from the 6th-floor basement of the Guys, Games, and Beer Towers. It's the official podcast of Adderall. Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, baby.
I was trying to do high energy
stuff
today.
And things.
High energy
podcast.
All right, so today we have got all sorts of important stuff to do, but I think we're going to just kick it right the hell off with Beer Court!
Ba-da-bop!
I got the master volume up too high.
Be quiet.
We almost whispered.
Oops. Today, what do we got?
Beer?
TIE Fighter.
Well, who brings
you brought it?
All right.
So, my company is based out of North Carolina. So, one of the guys in my department went down there, so I basically forced him to buy some beer for me and picked up a beer from Burial Brewery, which is something we've had once before when I went down there. And they just have like really cool artwork, and last time it was very enjoyable, minus the smell. So we got a new beer, which is a Golden Saison Ale brewed with coffee.
I kind of like it if they,
if that was
like their thing.
Yeah,
beer,
sweating it all down.
The smell is like sweaty balls. That would be awesome.
It's also called Thresher, and it just looks badass.
A lot of coffee beers tend to be darker. So, I mean, like, ale's going to be middle of the road, so we'll see.
I want to say that I have some high hopes for this because I absolutely love, you know, coffee.
That's what I got for me because I drink so much coffee, like, well, it's old.
I think I'm reading this correctly. The quest for independence begins at the grave of trend.
Wow.
That's deep.
That's actually freaking deep.
That's
a little too deep for getting drunk.
It explains it. It's only 4.5, so you're not getting drunk. So that's so you can be deep.
Oh, I'll show you, Larry.
Now, it smells like coffee.
Does it?
It reminds me of those like cold brew coffees that you get like on the can, like Boss Coffee.
You can smell it.
It smells like Boss Coffee. That's what it smells like.
Is that Boss Hogg's coffee?
No, it tastes like coffee. Uh-oh.
You know what's funny is,
this could be bad.
This actually does smell like coffee, though.
Yeah. Whoa.
So, by the way,
I'm just drinking coffee.
We're not reading the entire sentences here, but the next sentence says, forging one's own path demands thirst and inspiration. And Denise always says that one of the reasons Wisconsin is such a creative state is we drink all the time.
I think they just put words on this. Memories of the formulation of this prize will forever dance in our heads as we pop the tab of these unique take on coffee beer. There's like, let's just fucking throw some extra words in this sentence.
Oh, that's really smooth.
It's good. It's a good beer.
Yeah.
Government warning.
Anybody
pregnant?
No, by the state of California. It's cancer.
We're good.
Holy crap, it tastes like coffee. I love it.
This is actually straight up pretty solid.
Yeah. It really tastes like halfway point between coffee and beer, and it works.
I'd be scared I might mistake this for coffee in the morning if I had, like, a Starbucks coffee right next to it. Just not even know.
Just really cut the label off and just write coffee, cold coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Now
your officer tried, I swear.
They infused it with caffeine. Drinking it in the morning wouldn't be a problem at all.
It worries me that you're staring at... Oh, you're staring
at... They can, man. They just threw so many fucking words in this.
Well, on the...
Jeez.
Looks like the cans aren't even the same.
The esters and the phenol.
They are.
No, there's two different sizes.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, okay. So there's two different sizes of...
Yeah. Like I said, the artwork is just awesome and ridiculous.
Well, I gotta settle.
That's a good beer.
This must be a pretty good beer because it said dust to silence.
Yeah.
That was.
Mm. Yeah, I like it.
It's not overly carbonated, which I think is probably good for a coffee beer. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not even.
It just gone so dirty.
Yeah, I guess.
It is a very unique fucking taste.
Room? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so for the next half hour, we'll be pounding coffee beer.
Yes, pretty good shit. All right, well, it's time for the verdict.
Yeah.
And the verdict is...
So good.
Yeah.
I would order this and seek it out.
Yeah.
If I see it,
oh, yeah.
I'm guessing I'm going to look for it at Woodsman's.
I mean, that's what I feel like I said a lot lately. There's been a lot of beers where I'm like, it's good. I give it a thumbs up, but it's not something I'm going to seek. This one I would definitely like. Yeah. I would order it.
Oh, you got that? Yeah, give me that.
That was a good point to
bring. Yeah. Yeah. It's a winner. Charge one. Impersonating gas station coffee. Guilty as fuck. Charge two. Impersonating a silver bullet. Also guilty. Sentence you to drinking.
Nothing about the artwork?
It's beautiful artwork.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not going to... I can't...
It looks a little ghastly to me.
Well, it's ghastly time.
And I gotta tell you, when I think of ghastly, I think of bloody.
Yes. So, we're talking about games with tampons in them this week. Oh, don't let me start drinking before the show. Do not. See, usually I have Tom as a handler before the show. No, Rob, don't drink that other. No, not another beer.
Let's get some gins.
Right over there.
He's a bad influence.
Yeah,
it's not a good influence.
Well, he usually doesn't want me to start the show too messed up. He's fine.
No, he's a bad influence. He just has a voice of reason sometimes.
Yeah,
exactly. He doesn't enforce it.
Yeah. Actually, the problem is that we're so unreasonable that he sounds like a voice of reason. That's the.
That makes sense.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember the whole cheers, the chairs of support, the legs. And running without some, or running without a leg of support right now.
Wait, what?
Well, a leg of control.
Yes.
Yeah, you were missing that day. You were like,
yeah. Oh yeah, I was drunk then too. No, he was here. He was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Hit that air horn button.
It was the legs of control. Yes.
He was a leg.
And all rugs had gone loose that night. That morning.
It was the spooky skeletons.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, let's talk about that.
Spooky skeletons?
No. The
You know, all right, originally, the concept of bloody games, you know?
Originally, I was going to call this games that make you go, ooh. And I wasn't 100% sure whether millennials would get that joke or not. It's almost a Gen Xer.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's 90s, but it's early 90s, so anyway. No, but millennials did not get it. Based on the blank stare I'm getting,
this is where you go out too old for the shake.
You as a female, yeah.
Things you go, ooh. Yeah. Things you go, ooh. Yeah, it is. Pretty close.
You're going nothing. Ahead.
Number you guys get no Weird Al Yankovic songs, right?
I don't know, plenty. He was just good by then.
No,
he was bad. He was not that good in the 80s. If you listen to him like in the 80s, and listen to him in the 90s.
I don't know. I want to be cutting for the first time.
Damn, we're just bouncing all over the fucking place.
All right, so, see? All right, so.
Without Tom, everything falls apart.
Your first horribly bloody game. It takes two things to fall apart. We've done plenty of good shows without Tom. It's just if I start drinking beforehand. Well, it's not a good thing. I did start drinking beforehand.
But to be clarified,
and I blame Ryan.
He said, let's get a beer.
When I thought of this, the topic, and I think it makes a difference that you didn't go, things make you go, ooh, versus the bloody game. You go, wow, this is really bloody. Because
bloody hell,
you might not.
That
be
might that. Be a title. Yeah, that might still be bloody hell.
It might be a seller. I mean, it might be. All right. You know.
So
I mean,
we're talking about we're
what
talking
is
about
insane.
Yeah, there are words. It's like this can. I'm like, there are words that are coming out. Right. Just like,
all right, let me explain. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, fair.
No. Well, to be fair, I didn't want
to. No, no,
no.
Okay, well, all right, we're going to talk.
Please use actual words.
Today we are going to talk about games. The first game that made you go, oh my god, that is freaking violent.
Yeah.
So, that first game that was so bloody that you just, your jaw dropped and you said, oh, that's ridiculous.
For me, again, I'll kick it off here. Because, there's really a very interesting time in, gaming. It's that kind of, and I know there are games that came before it, but,
that like 95 to 2000 area is like where games kind of started to pick up in graphical quality. Mm-hmm. So they started doing crazy shit, like adding in things like gibbing. And I am going with this because I love this game so much. It's both like, oh, this was like very bloody and kind of like ridiculous at the same time with Unreal Tournament 1998. They actually, and like as 3D graphics improved, would do things like add in chunks of flesh and gore when you would blow up your enemies. And I know like Doom and stuff had blood and exploding enemies, but just like playing that game for the first time and like using a shock rifle and like, you know, the announcer going like humiliation, or like you're like blow somebody up and just into like chunks of blood and then like little bits of meat that would fly around in space. Like it was both comical, but it was like, it was just like, wow, like I like not only did you like defeat your opponent, like you fucking did dominated them. You just like obliterated them into nothing, which like I had never seen that before, and until like, you know, and like, I was only probably about 10 or 11 at the time when I got the game. So it was like I was starting to play like these like more mature titles. And I was like, this is like a big step up, because it was definitely like a really, and it's a good game too. Like it wasn't like creepy or like super gross. Like I mean there's like later ones I thought of like Alien vs. Predator around the same time, where you like do all these like brutal things to like the Space Marines when you're playing as Predators or aliens, things like that. But I was like, that first experience,
your dad used to hate me, like,
yeah,
it was so camp.
That game, fuck out of it. The original one was so amazing on land too, because yeah, it was like you could play, he would always play as a Marine. That was his choice, man. Like, You're gonna play an alien or a predator.
Yeah,
they're just way better.
Don't be a marine.
Just don't be a marine. That was his choice.
Alien was so fun.
Yeah,
like climb on the wall.
I would. Yeah, yeah. It was just like
pop out of nowhere.
Like, I'd sit by stairwells and be on. I'd just be sitting by the stairwell, and then he'd come through and just slamming,
snap their head off.
Yeah, he'd be like just.
Yeah, oh, like, when you're, well, again, like when you're camping above somebody, you see the alien jaws clamping in, like, and you're ready to do the execution. But it's like, yeah, that like late 90s period, like I think the graphics just started kind of improving enough. It's like, I know Quake, the original Quake had some kind of blood particles and things like that. It's just like, it got so crazy in the late 90s. Like, it just like went fucking balls to the wall, like, we're going to do this.
I think Mortal Kombat is like just kind of that perfect example of, it kind of had that mix of humor. It was horribly gory yet horribly funny at the same time. I mean, you were definitely laughing.
You were definitely laughing while you were watching this.
I think that's what was so offensive about it.
Yeah, it was. So it was almost trivial. Like,
yeah,
yeah, it was
making fun of violence. Yeah.
So that was a good segue, because that was one of the games I said. Specifically, was Mortal Kombat 2 is one that we had. I didn't have the first one. And as terms of like the first game, that's like the earliest game I can remember, because Kombat 2 came out in whatever year, but it was still just crazy violent with fatalities and everything, even just punching everyone. It was just so brutal.
Did you have it for the Genesis or the Super Nintendo?
Genesis.
Yeah, that's the bloodier one.
That's the way to go.
Yep. Yeah. And specifically, my dad actually
went out. You unlocked bloody!
My dad went out to look at the game before buying it, because he's like, he heard. Even my dad, who doesn't play games, heard, is like, oh, you gotta be careful with this.
Yeah, not looking how it turned out.
Tony's
awful. Terrible. The worst human ever. But there's a second game I want to talk about, because, again, same thing with the late 90s. They just got crazy.
Yeah, they were just like, let's fucking throw in all the blood guts!
No, my game specifically is Resident Evil 2. For several reasons. I never played, again, the first one. And I just remember going over someone I knew had rented it, and I just saw the opening scene, and it was just, my mind was blown. As he blew the mind of zombies. It was great. It was bloody, it was disgusting.
There was always a controversy with that, because of... So the rumor was, or maybe the fact is, I never really looked it up to know for sure, but I've always heard that they filmed corpses for the zombies. So when the zombie looks at you, it is a corpse.
From
face.
The first game, right?
Yeah.
I have heard something about that. But it wasn't just that, but also...
It made it extra creepy, you would think.
Also, an inclusion of things like the cutscenes, like actual animated cutscenes with like the first time you run into a liquor, just like, dude, holy nope, just nope.
No, yeah, the second one, the first one had that initial like live action like little bit that before you started the game, and they had the Cerberus, and it was just all like fucking meaty and fleshy, and I was way too young to play that game. That fucking just scared the crap out of me.
I still remember that, like, that moment when I went over there, and we just watched like the start of the game. It was just like they're like 5 feet away from you, walking towards you, and it's like, no, 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 oh god, oh god.
Fun fact about Resident Evil 2, the Japanese commercials were actually directed and shot by George Romero. They weren't very good, but, you know, they were done by him. That's kind of cool.
Made me want to buy it, so. Yeah. I bought them all up until about 4. Until 4, I bought them all. I thought they were really good. I mean, even 4, I thought was good. So, that tells you what taste I have.
I mean, I'm going to guess you're talking about the main game. I'm just thinking about some really, really fucking weird ones like Survivor, Dead Aim, Outbreak File, or File 1 and 2. I think like the multiplayer. Those ones were kind of cool. I want to like look and see if somebody's emulated that server stuff yet, because like those Outbreak File games were super dope. You basically like would play through scenarios, and like it was kind of like a team, like Resident Evil, but you played as teams, and so like each person had like a different skill or a set of items they started with, and you actually had to kind of like cooperate to make it through the scenario. And it was like Resident Evil Survivor Horror style, which for PlayStation 2 is really good.
And a game I gotta tell you about later. It's a new one I got. In a package deal that's kind of like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like but we're coming on Halloween, that's a lot of these topics are related to Halloween.
This spooky little games.
But, yeah. But it's like The Fog.
Okay.
Where you're not sure who is killing everybody. Really genius idea, but anyway. Show me later,
yeah. For sure.
Anyway, I think it's telling that everybody here, I think everybody messaged me and said, you know, I got a primary and a backup game. Because I think it's always, there's this first game I played that was really gory and it struck me. But then there was this game that was horrible. You know, it's funny that it's a topic that brings that forward.
Well, you know, it was pretty strong emotions. Like either whether it be scary or and gruesome or that kind of just like ridiculous over the top violence that's just kind of, it's very memorable.
Yeah.
It becomes a comparable statement.
Actually, I modify my statement. The most gory game I ever played, Roller Coaster Tycoon, when you just explode all these little people.
Lemmings.
Like, for me, it becomes a kind of, like I was saying, a comparable statement, right? So, when you're talking about, like, you know, the 80s arcade and stuff that I mostly lived in. The, you know, you're talking Q-Bert, you're talking Pac-Man, and I know those are even older, and even some of the newer ones is, you know, even like Gauntlet, you know, they're not, none of those games are bloody, they're not even close to bloody, right? So, for me, what it sort of became like a stark, like, oh wow. Because even Black Tiger, which is a pretty aggressive like RPG style
thing,
arcade game.
It took me a second too. I was like,
but when you killed the bad guys, they just sort of dissolved or whatever, right? There was nothing was bloody or anything. Even like things that would normally be bloody, like a lizard or something, you know, it's just, they sort of dissolved. Well, that gets me to, hey, we have a marquee for it.
Yeah.
Tecmo Nights. The graphics of the game and the design of the game is you punch the enemies in the face, and each consecutive punch, their face got a little more crunched in and a little more bloody for every punch until their head finally ripped off.
Oh my god.
That was every kill. That wasn't like occasional kill. That was every kill.
So it was like
a
side-scrolling beat-em-up?
It is considered a beat-em-up. Yeah, it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up. But it's not like you just like, like a side scroller, like Turtles game. You just,
it's more
like
kind of Ghosts and Goblins ish.
Yeah, you just like punch them, and then their head rips off. You know, it's like, oh.
I have never heard of it. I've never played.
Yeah,
this
it
game.
Also looks like it's a Golden Axe style.
It is like a Golden Axe style. I mean, it's that style game. Black Knights, Golden Axe. I mean, it's a lot of those games. But for every time you punch him, the enemy, their face gets a little more crunched in, a little more bloody, until it finally rips off.
And the
upside of that is that, of course, you can their head may fall on the ground, turn into a skeleton, you know, after the blood sort of cuts away, and then you pick it up and, you know, I don't know, eat it or something. Because you get powers from it.
Oh, okay,
so, yeah, you know, so.
I mean, that's how you become stronger is you eat the flesh of your enemies.
Yeah, you eat the flesh of your enemies. I mean,
I was just playing a game.
Where do you think Tom is?
Isn't it? No, just playing a game that I really liked.
No, we got stronger from him.
You have people's decapitated heads and you use it to get through like eye scanners. You have to carry around. God, that's beautiful. Why is that so funny? We're going to stay off this topic, but one of these days we're going to cover the topic. Why is that horrific violence in video games so funny? But I was going to mention, because both of you guys are Commodore 64 people, when we were in high school, the bloodiest game on Earth, it's not my game, but the bloodiest game on Earth was Barbarian.
Chop the head off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you think about is chop the head off.
That was like a, actually for me, that was kind of like a side game. Like, yeah, it's good, but that's also cartoony in a way. So
but
it's
see,
like I was
you know what's, so don't, I'm not saying there weren't earlier games that were bloodier than it. I just didn't encounter them, and maybe they weren't available in, like, an all-ages arcade, you know, or I didn't have a 64, so,
well, that's why I picked, like,
you know, I mean, so it's like, what did I encounter? Well, I encountered this game, and I was like, holy crap, you know? I mean, it was kind of fun, which is kind of weird in a way. It was a beat-em-up, right? But it still was like, why are they ripping all their heads off?
Well, it's good for you.
Chris, did you run that too? Like, because, I mean, a lot of games you had already encountered, or games were made already, and that were growing up graphically could show blood and stuff. That's why I picked Mortal Kombat, because it's the earliest I can really remember or something.
Yeah.
But right. Again, what was really the first? I mean, I don't know. It's like the earliest
one. Well,
I could just
it
really
was
remember.
The first for you, yeah. You know? And in some ways, it's like, I had to look it up because, you know, as a secondary, I had to look it up, which was...
You're on to something to say.
Is it the chat?
I just remembered that Tony, he watches the show. Tony's parents got me Mortal Kombat for the PC for Christmas. It came with a Gravis gamepad. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you look at this before you bought it? It's like, so for Christmas, I ordered wrapping a present. It was awesome, by the way. They also got me MechWarrior 2. I gotta tell you, as far as game buyers, Tony's parents were the shit for buying
Thanks,
games.
Thanks, Tony's parents.
Yeah, you guys are the best. I miss them. But anyway, Mortal Kombat I got for Christmas one year. That's freaking hilarious.
I had to look up the time.
The spirit of the season, yeah.
Because the other game that I encountered about that same time that was like, holy crap, you know? Was Smash TV. And I had to look up which one was actually, like, first, and it turns out Tecmo Knights is 89, Smash TV was 90.
Hmm.
And that one, of course, and that got into, you know, there was, you know, eyeballs and stuff flying at the screen.
I always thought
Smash
TV was much older than that.
It's 90. When I looked it up, maybe Wikipedia lied.
No, I'm not gonna question that. It's probably the word.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. Like the '80s was really tame as far as any of that goes, with the exception of a few outliners that I know about. I've talked about it before. If I had encountered it. Chiller would have been totally the one on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a, for those who don't know what Chiller is a shooter, basically
torture
probably
porn.
The same cabinet as, the same cabinet probably as like Cheyenne and Crossbow, very similar feel and stuff, except what you do is you, in order to get to the next level, is you shoot apart humans that are basically
tacked
to that are restrained, and you shoot them apart. Sometimes you shoot the equipment. You know, maybe one of them's in like some kind of press, and you just kind of shoot the thing so it presses down on them till they die. You know, I mean, that game is just brutal.
Like you used to Wednesday night.
Hell yeah, right. But torture porn is the best way to describe that game. But I didn't encounter it naturally. I mean, it was like, one of those things that I ran across and, you know, and like, and I was like, you know, looking at some meme ROMs or something, I was like, well, what's this? You know, like, oh, sure. Wow. You know, so it wasn't like Aladdin's Castle, hyperlocal.
No, everyone had
Aladdin's. Had chiller in it, you know, even the local bowling alley bar didn't have chiller in it.
Did they have chiller in Castle?
No.
They definitely didn't have
chiller.
I remember seeing,
I don't know, like you said, was it a ROM or was it something like whoa, look at this. I mean, it was very, that was 86, so I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but even
so
that.
Graphic-wise, you're thinking.
Well, Mission Control didn't even have, like, any shooting games, did it? As I recall, it was straight up old school arcade. I mean, there was like no prize machines. No, would not happen there. And there was nothing that had a gun.
Even if it did,
100%
I mean,
joysticks. I think
nobody died in blood. You know, no. Then you know, I mean, that's what I was saying. Like it was like 89. It's like even when I think about like you know Nintendo had been out for a little while and nothing really had a lot of blood to it. You know, it was like. The 90s is when it kicks up. Doom.
I don't know, man. Smurf Massacre was pretty rough.
Yeah.
If you're against
Smurf. You only dreamed that was a thing?
No, that was a real thing. Like that was a Commodore 64 game. No, that was in the 80s. It wasn't licensed.
In the PC world.
Some fucking bootleg. Yeah,
that was a bootleg, but it was everybody had it. Everybody had the Smurf Massacre. It was horrific.
You know, we're all like,
okay, so the PC world. Because you could just write your own stupid games. They,
Apple II GS had senseless violence and Sprocker with a baby. So, oh my god, I just remembered that.
I just remember all the friggin' like Doom shareware stuff with like Barney and so.
Oh yeah.
When I was a kid and you went to the Wisconsin
State. I'm almost sure that was like
Barlow's bootleg discs.
How old is that?
Doom is a 90s game.
So real quick, I mean, Ryan will come back 92. And talk about his game, but I mean, we've mentioned this on the show before, but I have to pull it out just because it's so fucking ridiculous. The Viscera cleanup detail.
Yeah, it's great.
Because we've given away on our Facebook before. We've talked about it before.
It'll probably happen again.
It's cheap as fuck.
You're cheap as fuck.
Yeah, that's true. So it's cheap.
You're a fuck.
But basically, it is a game where you are a janitor.
And
you are cleaning up after the mess of a first-person shooter brawl. So, basically, there are gimped bodies and, like, bunches of guns and shit lying around all over the place. And your job is to go and mop up all the blood and pick up all these human body parts and dispose of them. So you're cleaning up after this first-person arena brawl, basically. And it is just fucking ridiculous.
I highly recommend.
How does a game mechanic work?
I highly recommend the Santa Massacre.
Yeah, they've got the Santa Massacre where Santa goes crazy and kills all those elves.
I shuffled a pipe bomb accidentally into the fireplace and blew myself up. I was everywhere. I mean, like, parts of me were everywhere. It was genius. I had no idea what happened. I was recording at the time. It was the best part. I got to rewind and see what went wrong. There was a piece of dynamite, and I swept it into the fireplace.
Seriously, it was like $5 to $10.
Are you talking about the like
Viscera cleanup detail?
Yeah,
it's a bundle stuff thing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
See, yeah.
Oh,
like, you
so
get a
worth it.
Crap ton of stuff, and I think it's the $5.49 bonus pack.
It's so fun.
I was watching the guy with the mount. I've never played it.
Oh, it's great.
It is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's
I might have to spy that.
Epic game.
That actually
sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, and it's super fucking high.
What's the obstacle though? Would you like not to blow yourself up with dynamite?
Well, it would be best if you didn't. You're supposed to get it as clean as possible as short of a time as possible.
Oh,
basically.
Okay. So it's like a time.
It's not really time to such. You can take as long as you want, but it's gonna take you long. I don't know why it's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna try it. Offer up this blood. Let me just bring it out. You know.
But But even Darlene, like, Darlene was watching on my shoulder. She said, nah, I gotta try this.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there playing.
I think it's just so ridiculous of a premise. I mean, like,
look at this mess they made.
Yeah.
I just have to. Yeah. I'm the guy that's gotta go between levels.
But funny stuff does happen. Like the explosives, or you just do something wrong and things go horribly wrong.
Than, like, Truck Simulator.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's a popular. I mean, I'm just saying.
So
Ryan,
what was your game?
So for me, I think, make it through the early arcade and the Commodore and early PC. Not that they were just, they weren't bloody or whatever. Right? They were also like computer graphic-y, and they were kind of early. So I kind of was like, yeah, those never really shocked me as much until I looked up the year 2000. A game called Soldier of Fortune came out for PC. And in that one, they used a special engine. I think Raven Software did it. And I think it was based off the Quaker Unreal Engine or something like that. But they created their special engine for body parts. So as you shot people, depending on where you shot them, their arms or their legs would fall off. And that was the first time I was like, whoa. Like, even like, if you hit the right shot to the head explodes.
Put his name on and I'll drink it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, side conversation. So, just the fact that you had all these different areas in the body that, depending on where you shot them, instead of like the early days, you kill a guy in Doom, they all fall down the same way. You kill a guy in this. And I kind of forgot about the Unreal stuff.
So if you shot their leg off, they'd hop?
But these guys were also like humans, where I think Unreal Tournament, you still have like...
Yeah, I mean guys in... Humans, robots,
aliens. Yeah, so it's like, thanks for that is like...
Yeah, sex robot.
So the fortune you're based on more like wartime stuff too.
And I think there can be a difference between something that's bloody and something that's icky. Like something that's a real turn off,
Yeah.
I was just say, yeah, with yours it's a little more realistic than in Unreal Tournament where like, alright, we're in space or it's unrealistic crazy weapons. It's like Soldier of Fortune had much more like a little bit of realism to it.
Yeah, I think that was like it's realistic locations and people. They're all people. They're not like, guys in super suits or anything like that. So
I just thought of one too that I had forgotten about. The original Grand Theft Auto, the top-down version, that was still pretty early on, and it was pretty brutal. You'd run people over, and you'd have blood streaks following you, killing frenzies and stuff. Oh, man.
Or just a little body with the blood around it, right?
Yeah, it was
set people on fire and then start running. Is it all before Grand Theft, though? Like, where, like, you drove over... Grand Theft. Like,
what was it... What was that game? Because they were making waves before Grand Theft Auto. It just that was kind of their break. I don't even know if it was their breakaway game because they were famous for some other stuff.
To the Googs.
So for you run someone around. There's a bloody spot and stuff, or some of these other ones, and I think there can be a real difference between something that's bloody and something that's like. Turns your stomach, right? So, for example, obviously it wasn't the first game I ran into that was kind of like, oh, that's a lot of blood. But I think the first Legacy of Kain was so brutal because in order to survive in the game, you had to walk up with people who were pinned to the wall, begging for their life, and you had to suck their blood out of them and kill them. And, and it was just like, and they were begging, please don't do this to me. And you did it anyways, And it's like, that came.
You're slightly aroused. It was weird.
That's game. That is.
I had to, like, spurt, like, that stream of blood that would come from their body.
Yeah, and a stream of blood that would come from their body to you. That's one of the few games that I actually had to just kind of put off aside. I was like, oh yeah, I'm kind of done with this for a minute. I can't do this anymore. So I think there is a difference between oh this is bloody and oh this turns my stomach.
Yeah. I've never had that experience in the game yet, where like really just like I can't do this.
Really?
All right, new challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Bring it on!
Rockstar Games.
Yeah.
State of Emergency was the first really, you know, there was...
That was
there
way
was,
later than Grand Theft Auto, though.
There was, no, it was after Grand Theft Auto, but Grand Theft Auto really wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't until State of Emergency where they really upped
like
the violence
wasn't
so
it?
Heavily. It was, you know, it was originally going to come out, it was right around 2000. It was going to come out on the Dreamcast. That's why I remember it so well, because I was looking forward to it coming out on the Dreamcast. But it came out on the PS2 instead. And, the first time I played it, I said, holy shit. It is basically a murder rampage in a mall.
I remember we rented that game. It was ridiculous.
And that was followed up by Max Payne, which still to this day I think holds up as not only an excellent storyline, but an excellent and horribly disturbing game. It is unusually disturbing.
Blood trails in pitch black and that's all you have?
That's just a disturbing ass game.
Yeah. The best feature of that game, though, was when you paused it, you did a 360 rotate around your character. I spent a lot of time
it's also the first example of bullet time.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time just jumping as I'm shooting to see how cool the shot
on purpose get. Bullet time. Sorry. Before then, there was lag. We had bullet time, but it wasn't a purpose. Yeah. Oh my god.
So I had another honorable mention, though.
Go on.
Carmageddon.
Oh, great.
I don't remember the year, but... For some reason, and it's not like made me go, I don't know why I was laughing so much at how many people I could run over. Because I don't remember the premise or whatever, I don't know if it was actually a race game or what, or you were trying to actually see how many people could
run over. There was
like, did anybody actually play that game correctly?
Yeah.
I just played the reboot of it not too long ago, like about a month back.
Yeah.
I almost did nothing that you were supposed to do. I just ran people the fuck over.
And it does go back to the Grand Theft Auto's where you just grab a weapon, you just like random person on the street, whack, whack. I'm like, yeah, that's violent. Look, do I feel bad about it?
I never
played a
CGI auto game person. I just dip around and kill everyone.
I was a legit bad.
What? Yeah. I was like, you do you, you know? So.
Yeah, you know, I hate to segue more because we've been segueing a lot, but geez, Grand Theft Auto really, really was that game where you, I gotta say, I don't think I ever made any serious progress in the original Grand Theft Auto, the original one.
I
made any in 3 either.
You had to answer the telephones.
The random goal.
There was a lot to Grand Theft Auto
1. The random goal of creating mayhem became more fun than whatever the game was.
We really got to talk about when the mechanic is more fun than the game.
That's
Grand Theft Auto, I remember, I used to sit... Darlene still quotes stuff from Laszlo. I would pull off, and I would listen to Chatterbox, and just listen to Chatterbox for a while. And then I'd go out, crash a car into some people, get my ass arrested.
Because
if I
heard, right away, this is awesome.
We still to this day use the term flabby bat wings. I just, look at those flabby bat wings. Yeah, it was one of the commercials on Maslow's show. Get rid of those flabby bat wings. It was amazing. God, that was good. That game was so good. All right, so I'm gonna go with mine, and it was on the Commodore 64. Not surprisingly, because it had a lot of board games. But I'm gonna go with Forbidden Forest, and Forbidden Forest was horrific. It was commented on for
blood. Sounds a little sexual.
You haven't been watching the comments in.
I have.
Alright, so, for God's sake, Larry, what are you thinking? But anyway, Forbidden Forest was a side-scrolling shooter. With significant shooter, you were a guy with a bulk in the forest trying to escape the Forbidden Forest. But what it was notable for is the amazing amounts of blood that happened when you died. I mean, you would literally just explode in a beautiful, just beautiful firework of blood.
Like Kingsman's X.
Right. But it was even better because if you, got it from a spider, that horrible thing would happen to you, like a spider's web, and you'd be squeezed to death and crushed. It was really fucking good.
It's pretty impressive for Commodore 64.
Yeah, and it was not just, it wasn't just really that, it was the tense, it was how tense the game was. It was one of the first times, too, that I remember actually being tensed up, actually tensed up in a game, where it's dark out, you're worried about what's about to come.
I'm pretty sure.
And the music built up to it. It's one of the first games that did that, too.
Do you think if you'd had more fiber, that wouldn't have been a problem?
A skull body!
Let's just spell
it. That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, that's the difference, too, between something that's suspenseful.
Oh, no, Larry. I was still in my anal fisting.
How old is this game?
Mid-80s. It was during the rise of Cosme, and Cosme was a huge... huge gaming company, which is it's a pathetic shell of what it is. Like many big companies back then, it's
but was it bloody or was it just
bloody.
Suspenseful?
No, it's bloody. Horrendously bloody. But it was also just it was kind of everything. It was I don't think I experienced that again until what the hell was the name of that game? There was a game that was made by an indie studio. It was a few years ago. And it really kicked off the horror genre again. It was, you know, just you're not armed, and you're just kind of running around trying to escape.
That's
the horrible things
that's
that are going
the
on.
Frozen one.
Was it Penumbra? I think was the.
Oh, second. Penumbra.
Yeah, Penumbra.
And Amnesia is the second.
Yeah, Penumbra was the first one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was it.
You really said that one. Okay.
That's the first time. Yeah, but I thought I had it wrong. Yeah, I was pretty sure Amnesia was the first one, but no.
Yeah, Amnesia's our second.
Yeah, Amnesia was the second one. And there was a Machine for Pigs, right? Was the
Machine for Pigs?
Yeah.
Machine for Pigs.
Yeah, that was the name of it. I'm not drunk making this up. I'm just.
What? Machine for Pigs.
You said Amnesia? I didn't make the title. Yeah.
All right. Amnesia the Dark Descent.
That's it. And that game was amazing because it was the first time I've been scared in a long time.
Yeah. Well, it was about survival. Like, really, this is the point where you're getting like Resident Evil, you know, 4 and 5 started getting crazy out of control, where it's like more actiony and reflexive rather than you're under equipped and trying to survive. And that's what Penumbra did. Like, fucking, you were like, well, I guess I'm just gonna avoid this fucking thing.
That made me turn it off because I've girl screamed at a few games over the years now, especially lately with VR.
Oh, yeah.
But, remember the JJ Dread Halls incident? But anyway.
Well, the time I try to show somebody Dread Halls. I turned Kelsey, and she gets through the entire maze without seeing a single thing. And then I put it out, and I fucking turn in a third second corner, and I'm getting attacked by two things.
Screw that little girl, too.
Yeah. Man, it was so unfair. So unfair.
Not in the way our old mayor would have. I mean, no. Fuck that.
But VR horror.
What, really? Cool. Picking on the mayor is not bad? Hyperlocalization? Is that the problem? Or was it the fact that our mayor was a pedophile?
Well, that's going to be two mayors going on.
That's two mayors ago. Yeah.
After tonight, right?
Yeah, you said last mayor. That's what the problem
is. Oh, sorry. But now we're 2 mayors ago. I apologize. I have besmirched one horrible mayor for another. Anyway, what'd you rather have? A good mayor? That's enough.
I decided Rob for mayor. Oh, the vote was today. I guess it's too late. Write-ins will not be accepted.
R1.
We have a show to do.
Can't do multiple things at once, Travis.
Oh, no.
So, like, coming up on Halloween, are there any like games or movies or anything that you guys are gonna try to, you know, watch for of the season?
I guess now that you guys talked about the Amnesia games, it's part of PlayStation Plus, so
you should check it.
I just downloaded those. Yeah.
Is it still going on?
The October ones.
That's actually a good side topic.
So it's
I like that.
Metal, you're solid figure, 4 you round it up? Or 5. Phantom Pain?
I want to talk more about blood.
We gotta talk about blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the PS Plus games. Amnesia.
Really? That's
Amnesia
a really collection. Good. That is
a whole
good.
I'm saying this. PlayStation Plus is way better.
It is
Xbox
way
is way
better.
Way
better. Look, I. I use. What? Yeah, I'm an Xbox guy, but Jesus Christ, the crap we get.
They're the worst. I have both, so.
You know, you
must be nice.
But you just want to. Alright, so my now you broke it. See, now, early on.
We are doing a Halloween episode.
Early on, well, you guys were talking about Plus versus Xbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, early on, because I'm an old Amiga guy, Xbox was way better because there was so many old Amiga titles that were popping up on the Xbox. So, like, for example...
Weasel, and we're playing Deadly 30.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, my game coming.
We're playing Weasel. Like, I don't know.
Like Speedball 2 popped up on Xbox Live. It was so great, you know. It was like, oh, that, and it was like these, you know, Settlers of Catan, and it was like all these, and it was like, wow, they created a network for me,
just Larry, no one else.
But you know, you get on, you know, the PlayStation Plus, and it was different.
Yeah, they give away the more major titles and things like that.
Yeah.
Xbox Live games, a lot of them, it's like...
I like the obscurity!
I threw out that topic because I really wanted to talk about... I'm watching Theory of Time, the Book of Pure Evil again.
Just,
this is great. It's a Canadian TV series, and it's basically about a town that is founded on a bunch of cult Satanists. And then this, like, fucking loser stoner kid stumbles across this thing called the Book of Pure Evil, and it, like, grants wishes, but it's, like, a monkey's paw type situation where everything goes horribly wrong, and different kids around the school end up finding the book, and, like, each episode kind of focuses on, like, somebody trying to get their wish and just being, like, fucking ridiculous. But it is, like, brutal as hell. It's just, like, they've got, like, these, like, really gross, like, homunculi, yeah. And, like... There's just, like, lots of blood, or people,
they just
like...
just want to survive,
people
man.
Exploding and stuff like that. But I'm watching through it because they just came out with a movie for it to kind of, like, wrap up the series. And it's been, like, 8 or 9 years since, like, last season. So I'm watching through it before I catch the movie, and I'm very, very excited. It's very dark comedy, and I highly recommend checking it out. It's really perfect for Halloween.
Okay, so...
I hate to tell you...
Since...
But that show... That is the 80s. That is what living through the mid to late 80s was like.
Plus, they have this character, Atticus, who's just the funniest motherfucking character on the show.
We're talking about, like, movies where I watch Deathgasm. It's metal, and it's gory and violent.
And available in 3D. I tried to get it in 3D, but I was outbid at the last second. Damn snipers.
Unless they're me.
So, you know, we're throwing out just more random stuff right now.
Since we're so off topic, it doesn't matter.
But I'm gonna pull her back, a little, and go from the first game that was the, oh my god, this is pretty bloody, to the
most
last game, or the most game I've ever played. And I gotta tell you, a lot of people agree with me, and I've mentioned it before, because I'm gonna mention it again. The most bloodiest game, and I think it's because you gotta act this crap out. So, Mad World for the Wii is like the bloodiest game of all time.
It's that one that's in like black. Yeah, it's a Wii game. It's in like black and white, and it's basically like a death arena, and you have to like basically brawl these guys and throw them into traps that are like.
But it's a Wii game, so you gotta.
Plus, it's got like a sweet ass soundtrack. Like the music in it was like, it gets you like pumped. You're like just like ready to fucking like wreck some.
So you basically get a murder boner.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's black and white and then blood red.
Right, so you grab a guy and there's like some spikes over here and you just like pound him against it. And there's blood squirting everywhere. That is the craziest, bloodiest game I've ever seen.
You know, it's kind of funny. It's like the Wii was totally just trying to make up.
Yeah, there's some really like weird game like No More Heroes and stuff like that. It's just like stuff like you're like this on a Wii? What? Like,
yeah. So the Wii has the bloodiest game of all time.
Which is another nice thing about the Switch. They've talked about how they want to make a lot more adult games and stuff because Switch is a perfect like Some handheld violent games made by Nintendo? Sounds great.
I don't know if it's adult or sadistic bastard games.
Seductive? That's what I heard. It's very seductive to me.
It's crazy.
What?
I just want to look at something, not you. You were looking way too into that.
It was kind of creepy, wasn't it?
Avoid eye contact.
Did you see my side glare?
Yeah, I was like, don't look at him.
There are times.
He's got some weird bloodlust going on below the belt there.
Well, then well,
there's a lot of blood right
there. Mad World is the game for you.
Boom! Yeah.
Jokes on jokes.
Gotta get that energy out. That sadistic, crazy, killing people energy.
So are all of you.
Yeah, Mad World's the one for you.
You seem satiated.
Yeah, I'm looking at
the chat.
No.
So
chat's hilarious, but
I don't have
the urge. Either or chat. Choose your poison. Which way you want to go?
I don't have VR, but I was watching a video from Free Lives who made Broforce and Genital Jousting. They have a game called Gorn, which pretty much looks like a battle arena where you grab the weapons and guys come out and you just pretty much are trying to like take them all out. And of course there's lots of blood.
It's like G-O-R-N?
G-O-R-N, yeah.
I would think
gore porn.
Yeah, I would think VR really actually amps up that situation.
I don't think this was a scary thing, but I think it would go along with the whole violence and
blood. I've owned VR sets for a while, and I really haven't gotten into any brutal VR games, I guess. We'll have to see.
Roll in the roller coaster.
That just happened automatically. It was just natural.
Yeah.
I got my VR set, and I played Frogger.
VR Frogger.
Oh! I have your... Did you buy one? The $5 sets?
Oh, no.
It's in my basement. You said, go buy that from Menards.
Bro.
So I was going to bring it to you. I forgot it. The $5 set?
Okay.
So, yeah, we all know now that somebody forgot the VR set.
Our $5 VR set.
Why is it here? You came here.
Bring an order to the court.
Yeah.
Order.
Slow order.
Whoa!
I don't want to, but I got to.
Court. That is a beer court, Cal.
Thor's hammer! Thor's hammer comes to the court. We totally got off topic.
No, I mean,
we had a topic in this episode?
I was still talking gore and blood.
Just put the middle finger here. Come on.
Okay, so!
Take it out.
Oh! Awesome. Oh,
yeah. She's dead, Jim.
Hey, sure, we'd like to let you guys know that the Fall Boss Trials content update brings the Squizzard Boss, a new stage, and more to Invoker, which we actually had them on the podcast earlier. It's a VR game where you of course, Tom's not here for this, but Tom absolutely loves these Wizard Duel games, and this is one of those Wizard Duel games. This one's actually pretty good. I played a bit of it, but they had this boss trial that they hadn't actually fully sussed out yet. They've been sussing out that part because it's, like, really a cool part of the game. So they've added some new content. They'd like you to know about that. That is our shout-out of the week. It's called the Fail Ball.
The fail fall?
I was going to say fail because you're going to fail.
Because
I fail at it all the time.
Life?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And Invoker.
I had a question for you. As I was researching this topic, I came across almost everything on the various lists were about what I expected. But there was a game that I thought, you know, anybody knows about that game? Holy rock.
Yeah, so, it's a very popular game.
Hotline Miami.
Yep, love it. Great game. There's a sequel, too.
It's stylistically...
You got me hooked on it.
It's kind of bloody and brutal, but it's just like... It's very dark.
And bloody as hell.
It's just dark, yeah.
And bloody as hell.
It also has some really cool like crossovers. Like there's like a Payday 2-pack for a Hotline Miami crossover. It was really fun. You get a chance. Buy the downloadable content for Payday 2 for Hotline Miami.
Probably a Steam game.
Yeah, the Hotline Miami and Hotline Miami 2 are on Steam. And,
Hotline, and you can get it on your Android. And 2 if you would like to play it on your Android handheld.
It's hard.
Quite good.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah, it's quite good, though. I really love it.
I want my blood to come easy.
Then just stab yourself.
It does. It does. It just takes you a few tries. Just keep on it, man. You're an Atari player. You'll handle it okay. You're going to be fine. Just do the stealth, baby. Do the stealth. Remember, don't go in there guns blazing. Go in there bats blazing. You'll be fine. But anyway, good game.
I gotta go camping, huh?
So, we were talking about Invoker before. Big shout out to Invoker and their new release. We'll put a link out there on the Facebook site and, of course, below this podcast. Fun game you should check out. It's only $15 on Steam. Now, speaking of the interwebs. This is about the best I can do for a segue. That was the best I can do, sorry.
That's all I got.
www.guysgamesandbeer.net.
Don't forget where we're going to be in a few weeks.
No, we're going to be at GameholeCon, but we'll go into that, because we're floating in there pretty soon. We got the, we have the Halloween special, and we're going to talk about that at the Halloween special. But anyway, there is that.
November, first weekend.
Yep.
In Madison.
Exciting.
Can we do the Halloween special on Monday instead?
No.
I was thinking about that.
I'm free Monday. I just said no.
Monday it is. Okay, so anyway.
So for the live listeners.
For the love of God. www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can check us out at, because, you know, this podcast is so excellent. You might hear, like, more episodes of this shit.
Yeah. If you want to hear, file your complaints to Douche Canoe at the Guys Games.
Absolutely a real email address.
Just filled up.
Yeah, Ryan will answer your questions one at a time. On Facebook, if you just cannot get enough of us and you want to deal with us from a day-to-day basis, we're always posting crap on Facebook at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where you can become real close friends with the Cutter Geeks. Because Lord knows you want to do that.
We'll even respond to messages.
Yeah, we do all the time.
Magic.
At Twitter.
My Little Pony.
Oh, God. At Twitter. At Guys Games Beer. Because
Private Puberty.
Free games giveaway. No.
Still never came.
Free games giveaway.
Hey,
okay, anyway.
Who's giving games away?
Freaking giveaways from Tom while he's on vacation. In fact, you know what? Do us a big favor. Get on Twitter right now. Go at Guys Games Beer and ask, where the hell is my free game? Yeah, say, Tom, where is my damn free game? That is freaking awesome. That is a great idea. I think you should do it. Thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer, Extra Drunk Edition, EDE.
We'll be back.
Yep, we'll be back next week, Tuesday, same.
Not Monday!
Not me, though.
Wait.
I'll be lost in the Amazon.
We'll be here.
Pre-recorded?
No, we're not going to be pre-recorded next Tuesday. We're going to be doing...
But I'll be lost in the
Amazon. We're going to be doing the Halloween episode,
that's
for sure.
That's my plan.
I'm so thrown off.
However, we will be throwing a wig on a pumpkin and calling it Larry.
Fair enough.
Thanks for watching, guys. Games and Beer. Oh, Jesus Christ, Peanut Gallery. You are awful today. You guys should be ashamed.
I'm telling all your mothers.
Yes, I'm calling your mom, and I'm going to dork her, and I'm going to become your dad, and you're going to have to call me daddy. That's it for Guys, Games and Beer this week.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.